The Sunset Film Society was founded in the summer of 2013 to celebrate movies and has for its almost 5 years been sharing great films with audiences and sharing the knowledge of its founder. I'm Charles Horek, and you're listening to On Film. Jay Duncan has been a fixture of the local classic film scene for decades, and each week he shares his passion for and knowledge of cinema with audiences across the city. May brings a new list of film screenings and special events, and I'm happy to have Jay Duncan back on the program today, founder, director of the Sunset Film Society.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, always.
Good to see you. It's been a while.
It has.
But when your May schedule came out with some really prominent films on it, I thought, we need to get back together.
That's so a good excuse.
Thanks for
right?
coming in. Almost 5 years. just remind us how Sunset Film Society got started.
Well, it's hard to believe, but in August of 2013, we began in Sunset Heights at the Hickson House. And we had, I think, six showings there before kind of trying to find a place that would accommodate more people, because even the first showing had like 38 people. And you had people on the floor, on couches and stairwells and so forth. So in any event,
success is tough.
I tell you, yeah, but somebody's got to do it. But we began in August of 2013, July 11th. Actually, we had our first showing at the International Museum of Art.
So and that was 2 years later?
2 years later, because we had like a, we still continued to show them. I know three or four showings were at the Trinity, I think, until I found another venue.
That's right.
And so we've been off and running ever since, and we're going to keep on till we find out how to do it right.
One of the things you've been doing, I know you've been at the International Museum of Art, and we'll talk about that series. That's a weekly series, but you've occasionally also been showing and partnering for films out at Artovino's Desert Crossing. And right off the top, coming up next week, May 4th, Friday, May 4th, a prominent date for certain cinephiles.
That's right.
You're going to be doing a special event at Artovino's Desert Crossing about a very big film from 1977.
Again, that's hard to believe, too. It's the 40th anniversary plus one of a little film, that a little engine that could, as it turned out, I think, originally called The Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. And then shortened like... Star Wars. For those of us who saw it in 77, this was before it was called Episode 4.
That's right.
When it was A New just, Hope.
that's right. Which became kind of a prequel and a sequel and so forth. But it was a little $8 million movie that I think David Ladd greenlit for 20th Century Fox. And the rest is history. You know,
May 4th is now an iconic date around the world. Lots of celebrations.
That's true.
So this
That's
will true. Be the celebration in El Paso.
That's right. And we're going to have fun with it. We're going to have, costume contests, best dress. We're going to have a cash bar. We're going to have Star Wars themed cocktails and food items and so forth. So it's the place to be. 6:30 opening the doors, 6:30 on Friday, May 4th at Artovino's Desert Crossing.
And the film itself.
The film itself is Star Wars. Yeah.
Wow. And attire, you are the costume contest, but are you really encouraging everyone to come in themed clothing?
Well, if they have that proclivity, yes, we would. It would be nice because we have prizes to give, and so we encourage that. You just never know what to expect. You might see Chewie showing up or something. Or you know,
I know the cost is still under discussion, but this is an all-inclusive.
Oh, yes.
So you'll get dinner and
movie,
dessert and movie, the whole shebang.
You bet. Yeah, and the wonderful experience of going to Artovino's Desert Crossing, which seems like another planet in itself sometimes. You know, so it's,
and much easier to get to now. I know Sunland Park over there has been difficult to get to because of all the construction, but most of the bridges are open now. They have a wonderful map on their website at artovinos.com.
Absolutely.
That people can check out. It's, frankly, my favorite place in town. whenever I have visitors from out of town, I take them out
there. It's just wonderful, and it's a totally different feel, I think, in so many ways than even the nicest places here in El Paso. It's just, you hear this train, you know, I mean, it's just the atmosphere, and you feel like you're in a remote area, even though you can get there 10, 15 minutes from pretty much anywhere in the city.
I know you've done this a few times where you have a dinner themed. You did the Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. These fill up really fast, so reservations are required.
They are, yeah.
And people should not wait to the last minute.
please don't.
So what's the best thing? Just go to artovinos.com?
Right.
Forget reservations.
I would suggest that, or I can give a phone number, and you could call for reservations and price information at 575-589-0652, extension 3.
Great. Yeah. Okay. And, of course, the website. And they've got a neat map there and more information about this. Now,
sure.
May also kicks off a new set of films.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a new calendar for the International Museum of Art,
right,
where you screen every Saturday at 2. Is that right?
That's correct.
What's coming up in May? May 5th, I guess, is the first Saturday.
It is.
You've got a new film there.
It's the day following the 4th, actually.
1 week from today.
Exactly. And it'll be here before we're ready. May 5th is The Fountainhead. And those of you who may not be familiar with that, it's based on the best-selling novel, the same name, by Ayn Rand. It's an interesting film in many ways. It's got, you know, a pure pedigree with Gary Cooper, Patricia Neal, and Raymond Massey. Max Steiner music, directed by King Vidor. The theme of an individualist who finds it tough in a world with people willing to steal from him, basically.
Right.
You know, that's a wonderful idea. I'm glad I thought of that.
And for architects, this is about an architect, one of the biggest architecture films ever.
Oh, yeah.
So
exactly.
Architects is a real touchstone film for them.
Exactly. And we're tying that in, really, with El Paso Heritage Month. And the reason being, the whole month there'll be celebrations of noteworthy accomplishments of individuals in the El Paso area that set us apart, really, that make us so unique in so many ways. And in observance of it, Mary Jo Ponsford Melby has been invited to share the stories of the Ponsfords. They were preeminent architects and general contractors in the El Paso area, well known for many, many structures, including a little thing called the Plaza Theater and another smaller thing called the Sun Bowl Stadium and many buildings. So we encourage people to come see the film and hear what she has to say about some history in El Paso.
Fantastic. Then following that up, the following Saturday, May 12th, Breakfast at Tiffany's, another very big classic film.
That's true. And, you know, even though the next three films that we mentioned seem to be food-oriented, it's not by intent, but
there a theme you were looking at for May, or are these
just interesting films, I think. But then when you went back and scrutinized the titles, you thought, well, you know, in April, too, you know, we had Eat, Pray, Love, and we had other films that had food, you know, associated with it. But Breakfast at Tiffany's, of course, you know, based on the novel by Truman Capote and little people involved like Audrey Hepburn and George Peppard and Patricia Neal once again. It won a couple Academy Awards, one for Best Music Score, one for Best Song.
So you got a Patricia Neal double feature going on
we do,
over the 2
within
weeks.
A week, yes, yes.
I've always loved her role in that. It's such a fascinating film, too. It has this undercurrent of melancholy that runs through it.
That's right.
That's softer than in the novel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they toned it down a bit.
Some of their backstories are hinted at instead of overt. But this is also an incredibly popular film. How many seats are there at this auditorium? Because I imagine you're going to get a pretty good turnout for breakfast.
168.
So you're probably in good shape.
I think so. I think we are. But we do encourage everyone to come out for that. That's from 1961.
And the best thing is it's free.
It is free. There is an exit charge.
You can get in, but you can't get out.
That's right. I think that's the Eagles kind of alluded to that. But in any event, yeah, that will be on May 12th. And who doesn't know Moon River, you know? That we're encouraging people to be whistling it or humming it as they leave, but it's a very important film and a very class act. Costume designs and so forth were replicated by people all over the planet.
Sure.
I think afterwards, you know.
Yeah, and of course her iconic look.
Oh, yeah.
Is still popular today.
That's
and
right.
The poster design. The theater is large and well appointed, so you can take a good sized crowd. And of course, there's the art galleries are all open on Saturdays.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So
the museums
come early or stay late after the film and peruse some art.
That's right. And the museum is open until 5, so we encourage people to visit the galleries and see the exhibits as well.
So what's showing May 19th?
Well, it's
not a food-themed series.
It's a Like Water for Chocolate.
There you go.
And it's in Spanish and in English, and directed by Alfonso Arau. And, of course, many people will know him more as an actor.
Yes.
From Wild Bunch and from Romancing the Stone and mm-hmm. other films. But he's quite an accomplished director, too.
And this was really, I remember when this came out, it was so much press about it because I think at the time, if I'm not mistaken, it was the highest grossing Mexican film ever released in the U.S.
That's my recollection as well. Yeah,
and it just did gangbusters at the box office, and it kind of began a decade of Hollywood sort of scratching its head about how, you know, Spanish mm-hmm. language films mm-hmm. might have a place in American theaters and open the doors for a lot of Mexican directors that now
in a different
work
way.
Here.
Yeah, in a different way, it reminds me of what Easy Rider did, you know, in 69, where all the studios thought, whoa, you know, this little budget thing is just blowing the roof off theaters everywhere. So maybe we ought to look into the possibilities.
An excellent film. You're wrapping up May with My Big Fat Greek Wedding, another little film that just blew the doors off the box office.
You know, the most, I don't know if it's been displaced. But it became the highest grossing romantic comedy of all time, I think.
Amazing.
And it was Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson that kind of championed that. They saw her one-woman show, Nia Vardalos, and believed in the screenplay and saw the film. And I think they put everything they had to promote it and to get it distribution and so forth. And it really took off like gangbusters.
Excellent lineup. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking about all the years I've seen you presenting films. Do you remember the first time you ever shared a movie with an audience?
Ooh.
can you remember
well,
back that far?
Well, it goes back a few years. Because, you know, before sharing it with an audience, it was with the continuing education department here mm-hmm. at UT El Paso. That's sharing it with an audience.
You were programming things way back
this was
at
in,
the UTEP Theater and also the Plaza Theater in the, 70s?
Yeah, this would have been, I think the first continuing education class was in 74. And, of course, that was the year that we were trying to keep the Plaza Theater standing.
Of course.
And so, yeah, it's been a little bit.
Wow.
Been a while. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to keep on.
More than four decades.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of changes over those decades in the world of local film screenings here in El Town, but you've pretty much remained a constant.
Well,
so it's always great to talk to you and catch
here.
Up,
same
see what
here.
You've been doing. Keep going.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Pleasure being with you. Thank you.
Great to see you, Jay. My guest today has been film historian and programmer Jay Duncan. Duncan has produced a number of film screening series and showcases over the decades, both in theaters and on television, and founded the Sunset Film Society in August of 2013. The Sunset Film Society will be presenting two films next weekend at two different venues. On Friday, May 4th, he'll present the iconic 1977 film Star Wars at Artovino's Desert Crossing, complete with a movie-themed dinner at 6:30 p.m. Reservations are required, and you can reserve your seat by contacting Artovino's Desert Crossing at artovinos.com. On Saturday, May 5th, the Sunset Film Society will present the 1949 film The Fountainhead, starring Gary Cooper and Patricia Neal, at 2 p.m. at the International Museum of Art at 1211 Montana Avenue. All screenings are free of charge. On Film's producer is Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.